Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
But we've got our guests in, have we not, Maggie?
We have. We have the lovely Chris Kanan, and he's brought a guest with him.
Good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon. Yes, Maggie is correct. I have brought in my friend and colleague, the lovely Paula, who is our technical officer for White Sense. So Paula's going to be chatting to you about what she gets up to at the site for White.
Good afternoon, Paula.
Hello.
And what is White Sense, for those who don't know?
White Sense is the contracted sensory service.
Right.
But by that I mean Sight for White took over the local authority contract to provide sensory services on behalf of the local authority in April 2022.
Right.
So that means really that we provide assessment and rehabilitation services for people with sight loss, hearing loss, and a combination of the both.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there's quite a few of those, aren't there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what sort of equipment do you provide?
It varies. It depends on the needs. It depends on the outcome of the assessment. We offer home visits. It's so much better to see where a person is actually living and going to be using equipment, and then you can make a much better judgment.
Yep.
With them on what their needs are, because they will have probably different ideas about what they need compared to what we believe they might need.
Yes.
So between the two of us, you will come up with a need and hopefully a solution of how to fulfil that need.
Okay, and what sort of equipment do you have in your store cupboard?
Right, we've got, for sight loss, we've got talking clocks, we have got daylight lamps, we've got liquid level indicators, we've got Dicem, and Dicem is coloured non-slip matte. It comes in red, yellow or blue, so you need to do an experiment, if you like, with the person at the home and to find out which colour they can see best.
Right.
Because basically what it's for is it provides a background, so they can put a cup or a plate or something, so just makes things a bit more visible.
On a specific place, yeah.
Improves the contrast a bit.
So it improves contrast indeed.
Okay.
For hearing loss, we have things like smoke alarm systems that come with vibrating alerts. We have pager systems that come with a multiple of transmitters and receivers. We provide TV listening systems, personal listening systems, lots of things, really.
Right.
Okay.
All free.
As I say, these are all free and provided for.
It's all free.
And this is provided for by the local authority?
It is. It's funded entirely by the local authority.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah. So all the equipment, the assessment process, everything is funded by the local authority, yes.
So can you refer people for assessment for hearing dog or something like that?
We can give information around hearing dogs.
Right.
Whether I've never actually done a referral for a hearing dog, but that's not to say it's not possible.
Right.
It's not something I've really looked into.
Okay.
So do you find people welcome this equipment, or do you think that is there any resistance because they don't want to admit they've got a disability?
On the whole, most of our referrals come from the people themselves.
All right, okay.
So that answers that question in a way.
Yeah.
Because they recognise, or it can be a bone of contention among families.
Yes.
Because you'll get things like the TV turned up off the scale for argument's sake.
Yes, yes.
Or they're constantly saying, what are you saying? And all of this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, but most of our referrals do come from the people, but occasionally they're from other professional organisations, adult social care, and places like that. We get referrals from the eye clinic as well, things like that. But yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
That's excellent stuff. So, I mean, do you still do things like talking microwaves? I used to do those years ago. I don't think they still do them.
They are still available. It's not something that we can provide with our budget.
No.
But we can give information and advice around that sort of thing and other domestic things. Yeah,
there are other things you can point people at to help. Because I remember I turned one on once for the living daylight saving, so they shouted at me. I've never seen that happen before. And still the simple things like stick on pieces to
fund the bonds. We still provide those.
Some people want to know, is there a criteria that you have to have met in order to have an assessment? Do you have to meet a certain criteria?
For hearing loss, you have to have a diagnosis. For sight loss, usually it's because you've got some form of sight condition. So that could be glaucoma, most commonly age-related macular degeneration. There's two types, wet and dry. Retinitis pigmentosa, diabetic retinopathy. So most people will have a sight condition of some sort. I went to see a gentleman the other day who has a sight problem due to the effects of a stroke. So although he's not got a sight condition as such, he's still impaired due to stroke.
And this helps people live more independent lives in their own homes for a lot longer, hopefully.
Indeed, that's what we're about, really, is just maintaining independence for as long as possible for people, if that's what they want to do.
Yes.
And they can have the equipment as long as they need it, can't they?
For as long as they need it, it's on a long-term loan basis. There is absolutely no length of time associated with that. Good. If they find that they don't want it and it's under 5 years old, we will take it back.
Right.
Okay, that's good stuff. How do people find out more about that?
You can call us. We do have a Facebook page, so you can just look up White Sense, search on Facebook for White Sense. It will come up. Equally, if you search Sight for White, you'll find us mentioned somewhere on the Sight for White Facebook page as well. There's a website, so if you go to the Sight for White website, you will find us there. There is a website for White Sense just on its own, or you can call us on 01983 240 222, or email info@whitesense.org.uk.
info@whitesense.org.uk. 240222, which is not far different from our studio number.
No.
So there we are. Okay, and Chris, you got something to add? No, Chris, wanted to add something at the end there, didn't you?
Yes, if I could just add before we go off. We are doing an event, Cycle Your Bike. And it's Cycle Your Bike for Sight for White.
Okay.
Cycle Your Bike.
So this is between the 17th and 24th of June.
Right.
We're trying to clock up 932 miles.
Wow.
1 mile for every person on the island living and affected by profound sight loss.
It's a very specific number.
It's very specific,
It's a lot of people, isn't it?
It is. The journey will start on the 17th of June in Asda. So we'll have one of those stationary bikes.
So
if anyone wants to come and join in and do their little bit for us, they're welcome to come in.
Okay.
The remaining days, it will be at Millbrook House.
Yes.
So you can come in there and do your pedal power. Alternatively, if you're not able to get in and do that, if for whatever reason you may normally drive to work, if for that day or a couple of days you want to cycle to work, and if you really want to, you could donate the money you would have used in petrol to us at Sight for White.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea,
So that's all happening the 17th to the 24th of June.
Okay, excellent.
It's not far away, is it?
Not far away at all. And if you're listening on the mainland, there is only one Asda on the Isle of Wight. We haven't got to tell you where it is.
No, the Asda,
The Asda,
It's so not far from the motorway, is it?
Not far from the motorway, no, we know where that is. So thank you for that, Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you both for coming in.
Pleasure.
Thank you very much.
And I hope that you continue for a long time to help people with sight and hearing impairments.
Thank you very much.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.